second Jyotirling, Mallikarjuna Swami's appearance and its glories. Among the 12 Jyotirlings mentioned in the Shiva Puran, the second one is the Mallikarjuna Swami Lingam. This temple is situated on Srisailam hilltop by the Krishna River in Telangana state, Bharat. This temple is very unique and has a lot of significance in its culture, tradition, religion and social history from the ancient times. In this temple, devotees have darshan of Mahadev Shiva in the form of Jyotirlinga and also Mother Parvati in the form of Shaktipeeth. Among the 18 Mahashaktipeeths, this is the 6th Shaktipeeth, which is located on the Srisailam hill in the Nallamalai forest. Srisailam has many other names like Shirigiri, Srigiri, Shri Parvatam and Srinagam. First, let's know who is this mountain Srigiri Srisailam is. Once upon a time, there lived a Maharshi named Shilada Maharshi, the son of Soma Muni. He performed an intense tapasya, austerities, to please Mahadev Shiva for several years. Bholenath Mahadev, being pleased with his tapasya, he appeared in front of Shilada and granted him his wish of son who would carry forward worshipping Mahadev Shiva. When Shilada Maharshi got a son, he named him as Nandi Parvat. Nandi Parvat was very strong, well built and intelligent too. Within a short period of time, he learnt everything about Mahadev Shiva from his father and became a great devotee of Mahadev Shiva. With his father's permission, Parvat performed a tapasya, and pleased with his devotion, Mahadev Shiva asked him what was his wish, to which Parvat said, "Just how holy things reside in Kailas Parvat, I would want to be a similar mountain filled with all holy rivers, many peaks, animals, birds, all 8 Bhairavas, Ganas, great rishis, great munis, fruit bearing and medicinal plants and trees, while I take the form of a mountain. I also want you to reside atop me on the highest peak in the form of a prime Jyotirlinga." To this, Mahadev said, "You are the only devotee to have asked for such a unique wish. You shall now reside as a mountain that shall be known as Shri Parvatam, Shri Nagam, Shri Shailam, Shirigiri. My devotees shall walk across you while reciting their prayers, and your name shall be marked in the history." This is how Lord Shiva took the form of Jyotirlingam in Srisailam. Within a short period of time, the Nandi Parvat was transformed into eternal sacred place, the abode of Mahadev, the replica of Mount Kailas. By the wish of Nandi Parvat, today we, the unfortunate souls, could behold the Kailash Parvat on the earth as Srisailam. So, it is also called as Bhu Kailash, that is Kailash on earth. Once, Mother Parvati asked Lord Shiva about his most desired place apart from Kailash Parvat in the universe. He chose the eternally beautiful place, the holy Srisailam, which was created by himself on the wish of Nandi Parvat. In such a significant location, Mahadev Shiva and Mother Shakti Parvati takes the form of Sri Mallikarjuna Swami and Bhramaramba Devi to bless all their devotees with happiness, peace and eternity just by taking the darshan of these deities. Here, one gets rid of his or her sins accumulated in his 7 lifetimes. The glories of the temple dates back to Satyayuga. Narasimha Swami in Satyayuga, Shri Rama along with Sita Devi and Lakshman in Treta Yuga, all 5 Pandavas along with Draupadi in Dwapar Yuga, many great yogis, rishis, munis like Siddha Nagarjuna, Adi Shankaracharya, Shiva Sarani, Akka Mahadevi, great kings, poets and devotees in Kali Yuga have visited Sri Shailam and earned the blessing of Sri Brahmaramba Devi and Mallikarjuna Swami. Adi Shankaracharya composed his Shivananda Lahari here in this temple after receiving the blessing of Mother Parvati. Let's now hear how did Mother Parvati get the name as Sri Brahmaramba Devi. Brahmara in Sanskrit means a bee, a honey bee. According to Skanda Purana and Sri Shaila Khanda, there is a beautiful description of the origin and the divine form of Devi Parvati, which is known as Brahmaramba Devi. Once upon a time, there lived a Rakshas, demon, named Arunasur. His wish was to be the master of the universe and rule the 3 worlds. So, to fulfill his wish, he started to worship Brahmadev. He did intense tapasya, austerities to please Brahmadev by reciting Om Namo Brahmadevaya Namaha for many thousands of years. His prayers reached all the 3 worlds and the troubled gods met with Brahmadev and requested him to do something about it. Brahmadev appeared before Arunasur and asked him what was his wish. Upon hearing about immortality, Brahmadev said that such a wish is against the principles of universe and I am not capable of giving such a wish. Ask another wish instead. Arunasur, after a deep thought, said, I shall never be faced death with of a 2-legged or a 4-legged living beings. Brahmadev granted his wish. Arunasur, who considered himself immortal and unbeatable, proceeded to trouble everyone on the earth and did not even spare gods in the heaven. Due to boon he received from Brahmadev, gods were unable to defeat him. Gods were fed up with him and reached Mount Kailas and shared the concern with Mahadev and Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati consoled them and released 1,000 bees, Brahmara, which had 6 legs from a body. They stung the Asura to death and killed the cruel Arunasur. The happy gods requested Mother Parvati to take the form of Brahmaramba Devi in her favorite place so that they can worship her for eternity. Parvati Devi chooses Sri Shailam to reside as Brahmaramba Devi, as the Sri Shailam is also dear to Mahadev Shiva. Since then, Brahmaramba Devi resides here to bless all her devotees. Devotees can hear the buzzing sound of bee in the temple premises, which confirms her bee incarnation. Brahmaramba Devi is having 8 arms and is adored with silk sari. Married women perform different pujas for a happy married family life. It is believed that Lord Shiva appears as Arjun on Amavasya and Goddess Parvati as Mallika on Purnima. On these days, gods from heaven come here to offer the prayers. Later, Mallikarjuna Swami and Brahmaramba Devi became the Kuladev and Devata for several rulers who contributed to the building and maintaining of the temple. The first record appears in the 1st AD in the book of the Shatavahana Empire Builders. Subsequently, Ishvakus, Pallavas, Chalukyas and Reddis worshipped Mallikarjuna Swami and Brahmaramba Devi and performed grand celebration. It was as a golden era in the temple's history. These kings contributed a lot to the temple. The Vijayanagara Empire and Chhatrapati Shivaji also visited this temple and took the blessings and also renovated the temple. Worship was halted during the Mughal era but resumed during the British rule. However, it was only after independence that this temple came back to its glory as it was in the period of Reddy. Devotees pour in throughout the year, but visiting during festivals add further charm as the deities are gorgeously dressed and temple decoration is awesome. 7 days long festival Mahashivaratri Brahmosav is one of the most popular festival of the temple. This festival is celebrated in the month of February or March. Ugadi festival that is celebrated for 5 days is also another popular festival. Dashara celebration, Navaratri celebration for 9 days is also another festival. Kumbh Utsav, Sankranti Utsav, Shravan Mahotsav are other few important festivals of the temple. Let's all pray to Mallikarjuna Swami and Brahmaramba Devi to bestow upon us all mercy to cross the ocean of birth and death. As it is mentioned in Shastras that if one takes the darshan of Mahadev Shiva and Mother Parvati, gets rid of all the sins and attain moksha. Mallikarjuna Swami ki jai, Brahmaramba Devi ki jai.